Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guilty pleasures and growing pains with Nina and friends.
Are you the type of person that will tell everybody when you get a haircut or get your nails done or have on a new outfit? Or are you the type of person that just shows up with a little smirk on your face waiting for everybody to notice? This is a legitimate question.
I tell the world. Anytime I get something new, it's on social media. I take pictures and send it to you guys.
Right, right.
You know.
But I feel like you can just always tell. Like if anybody was to dye their hair, you'll know. You know, anything prominent, I feel like you'll just notice.
What made you bring that up, Nina?
Well, because I was going to talk about something completely different. But when I saw our friend Angie today for the first time, I looked at her face and she's got a new nose ring.
She has a septum piercing, which I'm so into it.
And it's so funny because Angie, in most things in her life, she's very like, she doesn't tell you.
Yeah.
Until you either pry or something comes up and then it'll eventually come out.
Yeah.
So she just kind of like looks at me and I'm looking at her face. I'm like, bro, did you pierce your nose? What happened? And she's like, I did it myself.
Like legit, like sanitized your stuff
well,
and everything.
I've been wanting this piercing for a while, ever since like high school, but I've always been too chicken to do it. But there was one time where I literally went in the chair, he put the dot on and everything, and I freaked out and I left. I was like, yeah, no, I'm not going to do it. I don't know why. I have literally everything under the sun pierced, but I couldn't do this one. And over the weekend, I was just bored. I was like, let me watch a couple YouTube videos. If I could change my wipers, I could probably do this piercing.
Okay.
So I got a needle. I had clamps from a while ago. And I just watched two YouTube videos and I'm like, well, let's hope that I don't paralyze my nose. I don't even know if that's possible, but I just did what they told me and
you did it.
Put it through and it was probably the most pain I've ever been in my life.
And you inflicted it upon yourself.
I'm speechless.
I mean, you know, some people when they get bored, they grab a snack.
Their nails.
Or, you know, I don't know.
Or clean their bathroom.
Absolutely anything.
I'm just looking at you, Angie. It's adorable. I'm into it. I think it looks great. But the process is terrifying.
I cried. Like, I didn't mean, like, not literally cry, but it made tears fall down. But I love it because
it looks kind of
edgy. And then if I need to go somewhere classy, you just flip
it up. Back up. Yeah, that's right. You can make it go away.
Best of both worlds.
I love septum piercings. If I was rebellious enough and had more money in my bank account to where I didn't need to rely on my job and presentation, I would do it, even though you can pop it up there and hide it.
Krista, you work in radio.
You can do whatever you want.
You can have a face tattoo and still be fine.
Look at Post Malone. You think he's worried about presentation? No.
And he's got significantly more money than me. But I'm just tickled pink that you literally just pulled up on us today. Good morning. Are we recording today? In a whole septum piercing.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's why I asked you that question, because I would have texted as it was happening. I would have sent pictures. I would have announced it to the world during the whole process.
Well, I was going to do a TikTok and then I got really, I don't know, my adrenaline went up and I was like really scared, so I didn't even think about it.
So did it hurt for a while or did it just hurt as you were piercing it?
Okay, this is what happened. So at first I used a too small of a needle. So I like jabbed it through, but then I was like, this isn't working. So I had to take it back out, grab a bigger needle and jab it through. And then you grab the hook of the earring and then you have to put that through. So it was a lot of like movement in
a lot
my
of
cartilage.
Jabbing.
Yeah, it was so bad.
What about the
and then you hear the pop, like it goes through and all of a sudden
shit. And I'm like, oh.
I mean, what the hell? So what about the healing process? So do you have to do anything like spray?
I can move it. You have to like clean it a couple times a day, but
that's so funny.
I'm into it.
I mean, no, it looks cute, but. Like when it comes to pain and stuff like that, I actually have a very high pain tolerance. Zero problem, you know, if you get a piercing or if you get tattoos or whatever. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to inflicting that type of pain on yourself, I can't do it.
Like you need someone to do it for you.
Exactly. Like I tried to wax my bikini line by myself once, you know? You're like, oh, it's cool. It's just wax, whatever. And that's not even jabbing a needle through my nose.
And how'd that go?
Not very well. And I tried to get my roommate that I was living with to help me. And she's like, girl, we're close. But what I'm not going to do is stick my face in your hoo-ha to try to rip the hair out. So I was like, okay, fine. We'll do this. But damn, a needle. Good for you, Ange.
Couldn't be me, but good for you. I don't have a high pain tolerance. Listen, in the bedroom, ..
Okay.
But in real life, no. I can't. I'm such a wimp when it comes to pain. I can't do pain. So
unless it's inflicted on you,
and even then, like I got my ears pierced and I have my tragus pierced, and that's it. Like that's the most into. And I have a couple tattoos. Okay, but I cried during them. I was miserable during getting.
You know
my
what
tattoos.
Helps me. I'm just like, okay, this sucks for a second, but then I think about the long term. I think about how cute my tattoos are
and
gonna
you just
look.
Get it over
I think about my piercings, how cute they're gonna look in pictures, and then it starts taking me, you know, my
You're
mind
good?
Other way. Yeah,
and
I'm
then
cool.
Shout out my wax. Let's talk about my poor wax lady. I put her through hell every time she gives me my Brazilian. So I'm like, I can't handle it. So the idea of me doing what you did to myself is just making me like my skin crawl.
I know it's so funny, right? And I did sugaring recently. I think I told you guys about this. You know, because normally, you know, you get a Brazilian. Wax, they use like a hot wax and then they rip it with the sugar. They're actually having the sugar on you and ripping the sugar off to get the hair out. For some reason, that hurts more.
Oh, no. So the sugaring hurts more than the wax.
Yes, but you don't have
really?
Like...
I've heard the opposite.
For some people, I guess for me, it hurt a little bit more, but, and it also could be because I haven't had a Brazilian wax in
a
year.
In a long time. Yeah, same. Because of COVID.
Mama
girl.
Needed it bad. But the greatest part about sugaring, though, is that afterwards, like I didn't have any, you know, bumps or ingrowns or anything. Yeah. Like I've got pretty skin down there.
Yeah.
And it's really great. But, you know.
That's worth it.
But because it was inflicted on me.
Yeah, she didn't do it herself.
I couldn't. See, that's why a lot of this at-home stuff, like during quarantine, people were learning how to do so many things to themselves. Mm-hmm. And I can't do anything to myself. Nope. And Ange is like a one-stop salon.
She can do her own acrylic nails. Pierce her own nose.
And would you wax my bikini if I asked you to? Like, are we close enough that you would get your head up in my business?
I actually know how to wax. Back when I was at the eyelash place, like, I learned how to wax
and
everything.
So now you're an esthetician.
No.
She's been begging to give me facials.
I just want to practice. Like, I need not literal dummies, but I need dummies to practice. I need people to practice, like, pictures and all my, like,
that.
Little...
That's
you know,
a hustle,
techniques.
Baby. Get your money. Yeah.
Would you wax my bikini if I asked you to?
Nina,
would you give me a Brazilian?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I would. I think we are that far in our friendship where I would feel, just give me a swig of Jameson and I got you.
Jameson.
That's hilarious.
It might be a little crooked, but I'll do it.
Oh my God.
I don't know if I would give you a Brazilian. And I don't know why. Maybe it's just because like I feel I couldn't inflict that pain on you either.
Yeah.
Like I can't inflict the pain on somebody like that and I can't inflict it on myself. Yeah. But I don't think so. Did you see... Actually, Ange, I know that you saw this, and I know it's kind of a testament, too, of, like, how close you are to people, but the TV show that you just finished watching that my friend Manny actually is
Grand
in.
Grand Army?
Grand Army. So there's a show called Grand Army on Netflix.
Okay.
Shout out to my boy Manny. He's one of the cops in the subway, so if you watch the show, you'll see him. But in one of the first scenes of the show, this girl... has a condom stuck up inside of her.
Oh my God, I thought of you when I watched that.
And not because
Why
I've
did
had
condoms. Yeah.
No, never mind. That's another tangent.
Is there something
mind.
That I do
no,
not
but
know?
Let me clarify, not because I had condoms stuck in me.
Because I was about to say, you ain't told me that story.
No, it wasn't me.
Okay, got it.
Everybody pause.
Got it.
It wasn't me.
Got it. Okay. Oh, so it was you?
No! Oh. It was somebody in this room, but it wasn't her.
Oh, it was you, Angie. So Angie had a condom stuck in her vagina.
For like 3 days. Anyways,
for
go
three
on with the
days.
Story.
What the hell?
Yeah. I don't know how that happened. She just said it went missing. And I was like, you didn't inquire?
You didn't feel it?
No.
What about when you urinated?
No. What made me think about it, I was like, I just have to go up there and fish for it because.
But did you know for sure it was in there?
It wasn't in his room and it wasn't anywhere else. So
I
it has
so
to be
many
in
questions.
Me.
God. Well, apparently this is something that happens so much so that this girl, as I go back to my story, then we can come back to Ange getting stuck inside of her. This girl had her friend, like they were such good friends, like with her hand up there, like really digging for it and getting it out. And I wasn't looking at the scene like it was gross or anything like that. I was just like, God, you're a good friend. Like, I don't know.
I could do that for y'all.
I mean, if it was a situation where you're in pain and we had to, like,
but not
I would
just
do
like,
it, but
hey, Nina, I don't know if you're busy this afternoon, but I was wondering if I could come over so you can help me fish this condom.
And if I'm talking to Ange, I'd be like, again?
Wait a minute. So was the only way I can manifest in my mind a condom getting stuck in someone's area is if the man's junk is like gregariously big. Was it like just super big? And then when it came out, it's just stuck up in there.
I think what it could also be is that if it's a really squishy situation and there's lubricant that maybe when he was taking it out that it slid at that moment.
And it's just chilling in there.
Yeah. Honestly, I didn't feel it for a while. I didn't. And I didn't even know it was in there. And then I did it again. And I'm like, man.
Did what again?
Had sex?
And then literally I was in the bedroom and I'm like, I have to look for this. And I just like,
so did you feel it during the second time?
No.
So then what made you realize there's probably a vagina, a condom in my, what made you have that light bulb moment?
Cause I was taken back to the same night cause it was the same person. And I'm like, bro, this ain't anywhere around here. It has to be in me.
You couldn't find it.
Yeah,
okay.
And I was up there, scraping and looking, and
you
I pulled it right out. I pulled it
out.
I was like, oh my God. And then I freaked out because I didn't want it to look stupid, so I hid it under between his mattress.
Is it still there?
No, till the end of the night. And then I like grabbed it and put it in my pocket. It was so nasty.
What?
And you could have just pulled that out and been like, this is your fault. You did this to me.
For days.
Oh my gosh.
It's like a little condom colony up there.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Oh my God.
Well, I mean, the funny thing, okay, we're laughing. It's funny, but it's also kind of a PSA.
Yeah.
Because this is the stuff that happens. If a condom goes missing, there's a chance it's in you, and you probably want to get that out.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm glad that you were able to find it.
Sure.
I didn't have no insurance at the time, so I had to figure that out on my own. But, you know.
Yeah. But if you all need it, that's a good question. If my friends were like, Krista, I'm struggling. I think there's a condom stuck inside me. Can you help me get it?
I think I would
glove up, latex it up, and just reach on in there and hook it out.
Right.
Captain Hook.
Exactly.
Captain Hook.
Like, I want to say I guess I want to say I would if I really had to, but I don't really want to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to, but I would.
Yeah, but I would. I don't really want to wax you either.
But I would.
I feel like there's no limitations. I'm trying to think if there's something that I wouldn't do for somebody.
I just want to shout you both out really quick because this is a valuable friendship. I literally find out something about y'all every week, like something new that we've never discussed before.
I think that you can expect the unexpected when it comes to Ange popping up with the new piercing she did for herself. So you never know what you're going to get. No, I'm teasing you, but really, man, good for you.
Yeah,
you just take matters into your own hands and get stuff done.
That's valuable, the power of YouTube. Literally the power of YouTube, guys.
Right. And we make fun of her too, always for watching all of her TikTok videos. But she actually learns a lot of really helpful things.
Yeah, man.
I do.
What a kind person over there you are.
Man, she's out there getting like life hack skills on her TikTok and I'm looking up recipes on air fryers. So it's
hey, but that's good. I'll help you with life and you'll help me with food.
Yes.
That sounds like a great relationship.
You get the condom out of me.
Exactly.
I'll make you some chicken strips.
Let's go.
I'm down.
Nina, you have been geeked about your new air fryer. Congratulations.
Yeah, wait, what all
Let's
did you
talk
cook
about
in
it
so far?
do we even go condoms inside of you?
You brought it up.
To air fryer.
Because now we're going food inside of you.
Man, I love my air fryer. You are not living until you have an air fryer. Listen, I don't smoke cigarettes, but it's like, you know, after you do it real good. And then you wanted like a cig, like you see in the movies, like how good that feels. That's how I feel when my recipe comes out perfect from my air fryer.
She did not.
I just want to sit back and go.
Yeah, I cooked the hell out that salmon.
Wait, I have a question.
Yeah.
What? Okay, obviously I know an air fryer is to like fry food, but so it takes place of doing something like on the pan?
Yeah. Okay. And then the oven, great question, yeah, Angela. Question.
I'm just trying to visualize. Question.
Because I don't think I even really understood what an air fryer did
either. It's just a healthier option.
I got it because it was on sale on Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
And I had seen people talking about it and I was like, shoot, $50?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going
to
buy my power.
It had to be on sale because I had six people on my Insta story. I'm like, damn.
Air fryer.
Yeah.
It's a handy tool, you all. It cuts most of the fat and oils and all the bad stuff out, and it's quicker.
And you like it?
So I have bought my parents an air fryer for Christmas every year for the past 6 years.
Well, damn, you're not getting a good one then.
They get better every single year. So
it's
I always
like
want them to have
updated
fryer.
It's like the iPhone. You need to get the updated.
I'm telling you all, it's a blessing, but it's crazy. Cool. I don't have one. It doesn't make any sense.
No.
I always get them from my parents, but I don't have one myself.
If you don't have an air fryer, what are you doing with your life? Okay. So I got the Power XL, which is really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also looking for a meme as I tell you the story because I need to read it to you. But
get one of the old ones.
I made buffalo cauliflower. Yes. Oh, here it is.
See, that sounds amazing.
Wait, this is what somebody sent me. It says, one minute you're young and wild. The next you're into air fryers.
That is so true. There's so many things I'm into now. And I'm like, I would have never thought that I would actually want
like
this.
Thread count, bro. Like I'm super into thread count right now.
Okay, everybody calm down. This is attacking because thread count has always mattered because your little ratchet ass needs to get sleep. It's called quality versus quantity. So if you're going to sleep for 3 hours, you better have it on some good thread count. Second, you don't think I'm getting wild with my air fryer. I'm over here craving cigarettes after I make a perfect salmon.
It's like orgasm.
Tell me that's not wild.
You are young. Right, Nina, you are young and wild and free with your air fryer sex.
My God. So I made buffalo cauliflower.
That sounds good.
I made sweet potato fries.
That sounds great.
And I made the salmon.
That sounds good too.
And I have a plan.
I wish you all could see
what's
Nina's
your plan,
face, y'all. She's not screwing around with this air fryer gang thing over here.
The plan is, have you ever been to Nobu? They have something called black miso cod at Nobu.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a restaurant here in Chicago that does their spin on it, which is also banging.
What's the restaurant?
RPM Seafood.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Also does a black miso cod. So this is my favorite
fish. Are you going to cook that?
Yeah, she's going to make
it.
And we're going to get ready.
Oh my gosh. I need to help taste it.
A plan.
And
my salmon turned out so good with the perfect crust on top when I use honey and stuff drizzled on there that I saw Whole Foods sells that black cod. I'm about to get all the stuff I'm making Nobu style black miso cod at my house.
I trust
you. You can't tell me there won't be a line of suitors outside my door.
Come on, Wayne.
Not like there isn't already, but now they're like, and she makes black miso cod.
Oh my gosh.
And she's getting wild with the air fryer. Shoot, what's Nina doing tonight? She got that air fryer going. Right. You don't want to mess with
them. You need to start a series, just all the things that you're cooking in the air fryer.
I'm excited for you, but that's some serious competition uphold. I had the miso cod the first time with you at Nobu, and we demolished it.
It's the greatest thing. And well, and you had it. You also both had it with me at RPM Seafood. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
It is like,
I didn't even know I liked fish until that day, let me tell you.
So my God, it was a party
I'm a fish
in my
whore.
Mouth.
I love fish.
Same. I can't wait till I get my air fryer cracking.
White fish, black cod,
crab,
shrimp. I love all types of seafood. So I'm excited. So you just let me know what you need from us to help you, you know, make that. And we got you.
This is what getting wild is like now. It's a new talking dirty to me. What can I do in my air fryer in 10 minutes?
You bake that cauliflower,
man, I
baby.
Learned I can make a rotisserie chicken. I mean, what?
What about like fried eggplant?
You're talking dirty.
Yeah, you could do that in there.
I can do.
You could pretty much make anything in the air fryer.
In the air fryer. I can do anything. I'm making kale chips in that air fryer.
You can make a cake in the air fryer.
I didn't try that yet.
You can make a pie, croissants.
Jesus.
I don't know if you could do any
See?
Of this.
See? This is what I'm saying. It's so dirty. Because you make this great thing. You pull it out and you're like, it's like that. You get all excited
sizzling.
And then you take a bite and it's like.
It melts in your mouth.
And then
y'all,
afterwards.
Nina's having a whole orgasm over here, bro.
One day you're wild and free. The next you're getting excited about air fryers. And that's not the damn truth.
Welcome to 30s.
It's okay. It's a happy place to be. So we know Ange is piercing herself and mm-hmm. fishing out condoms. Mm-hmm. I'm getting off on my air fryer.
Let's go.
Chris, what's your tagline to add to this party?
What's my tagline to add to this party? Can it be anything? Like anything at all?
Anything.
I'm dating somebody.
Okay, so Chris has a real person to get excited about.
No, something tangible.
Something tangible. No, that's it. I mean, I don't know what more I could. I don't have anything as adventurous as what you've guys got going
Krista,
on.
Krista, you're missing
adventurous.
You're missing the biggest part of your adventure.
What's the biggest part?
He doesn't live here.
Oh, okay.
It's an on.
I didn't know if we cared. Yeah.
Why wouldn't we care?
I don't know, because it's so new and y'all know how I get. I get overwhelmingly excited about things and then I channel all my energy and time into it and then it fizzles out after like 2 months. So I'm trying to like mellow out and chill and take my time and protect my peace. And
I respect that. So say it in a very mellow tone. Yeah. You are seeing a new
seeing
person.
A new guy. He's amazing. He doesn't live here. He lives in Tennessee and he's just super dope. And we work in the same industry and we both are from a small country town living in bigger cities.
Okay.
So we connect over that.
Nope. You're starting to get too geeked. You gotta come back down.
Super tall, super hipster. He's just like my type. So wish me luck.
Oh my God.
Wish me luck. I need it. I'm so savage. No,
good
y'all,
luck, girl.
I'm literally dead ass, y'all. I'm trying to turn a new leaf. Since y'all have known me, I've been savage mode, like doing my own thing. And now I'm just trying to be mature and like turn into this little dainty, you know, woman slash girlfriend who cooks and cleans. I'm just trying to grow up and be more mature.
Okay, really quick. You don't have to cook and clean to grow up. That's a stereotype of what women's roles are supposed
to be. And clearly it won't keep you from getting a ring, so you good.
And then, I mean, I do those things because I love them,
yeah.
But you're going to be fine.
Thank you.
Just Thanks. You just have to be you.
Okay, I will continue to be me, but I'm also not going to be like savage mode Krista anymore. I'm not going to like
Thank God
make out with guys in the club. Well, you can't do that anyway because it's COVID.
Right, so it's perfect. It's like when
the
you have a dog. It's like when you have a dog in a backyard without a fence.
Yeah.
Right? But you can't let your dog run wild. You got to tie your dog up a little bit
That's
and give
right.
it a little bit of a rope. So
yeah.
Krista is on her rope.
I'm on a rope only because COVID. I would probably be making out with strangers if it wasn't COVID-19.
I feel like COVID brought one positive thing to like everybody's life in this
I agree.
World. 100%. And that's yours.
Thank you.
That's your fence.
That's my fence
yeah.
is not making out with people.
I'm so proud
strangers
of you.
At Tao. Chicago.
Why did everything crazy go down at Tao? I feel like we all have some Tao stories. Y'all
got a lot of Tao stories.
Shout out to Metro.
Shout out Metro. Shout out Jersey.
No, Metro picked me off the middle of the floor when I didn't even know what country I was in that night.
Nina, can we just have an episode where we recall all of our trash ass club nights?
Oh my gosh, please.
From Tao to Electric Hotel to
Electric Hotel.
What's the other one? No,
there have never been. There have never been good nights at Electric Hotel.
Paris?
Trophy Room.
Trophy Room.
Oh my gosh,
what's the place?
Studio Paris.
Studio Paris. Please.
If you live in Chicago, these places are very familiar. To you. If you don't, then just know these are the clubs that everybody goes to. So
and
insert
no
names
exist.
Of those places.
Yeah.
Your city.
I want to talk about. I miss being ratchet in the club
do,
and drinking other people's
that, yeah.
bottles.
Guys, it's too hard to twerk in the car. Like, I almost get into accidents. I miss the club so much
Nina probably is the only music. One out of us that doesn't fiend for the savage nightlife the way that we do, I feel
it's
like.
It's not even the nightlife. I just love dancing. Like, you don't you miss dancing?
I love dancing, but I still do dance. Right. And I still do all of those things by myself in the comfort of my...
Don't you miss the bathroom conversations with, like, the strangers home. When you're, like, can barely see because you're so lit?
Yes. I mean, there are still a lot of things that I definitely miss. I just try not to focus on it too much because that's just got to add to the list of all the things I wish I could still do. Making out with randoms is at the top of the list. Yeah. I'm in this group chat with my friends, right? And these three are all, you know, they all got kids and they're all buckled up and stuff. And one of my friends, she's like, I'm going to ask questions in our group chat every day. And the one, she's like, what do you guys miss the most, you know, about life pre-pandemic? Mm-hmm. And they're all like traveling and da-da-da and, you know, because they have their family and everything right in front of them. Mm-hmm. And so my ratchet butt comes in and I'm like, making out with strangers.
That is so real, though. That is so real.
It's a vibe. It's that electricity at first, then you're like hugging each other down, and then you're thinking you're going to see each other after that, and you never
and you
see
you never
again.
Do. You never do. Maybe you get a little late night bite, and then you're like, nah, that's it.
Oh, help us, Lord.
Mm-mm. No, but the pandemic definitely has helped us mature significantly because we can't make out with strangers in the club.
I love that you're trying to put a positive spin on it. I'd rather not live in the place where we're still in a pandemic. So let's go back to the air fryer.
You're
happy
right.
place.
You're right.
Happy place. Go back happy to my place. Happy place.
Happy place.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.